Kotae te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Kia ora and welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast on RDU 98.5. Well, that's right, given they are our Tuesday sponsor, would only be fair to have a Scorpio Books Spotlight this morning. And I've got Belle in the studio. Good morning.
Kia ora, Liam.
How are you going?
Great.
Good?
Great. Yes, very well.
How's the world of Scorpio Books going?
Oh, look, we are trucking along marvellously.
Oh, great.
At the moment,
oh,
yes.
Every time I go in there recently, it's been so busy.
Yeah, yeah. Knock on wood. It lasts. It stays that way. But, yeah, we've been having lots of events and things. In fact, last week we were thrilled to host the launch of local author Fiona Farrell's latest book called The Deck. So thrilled, in fact, that we've made it our book of the month for May.
Yes, I see. It's a very cool-looking book
it's
as well.
It's very nice, very attractive. Artwork. Yes. Quite a few staff members have already raced through it and loved it, so there's quite a buzz about this one. Now, this book is particularly fascinating because it's an intriguing hybrid between fiction and non-fiction.
Oh, I'm always interested in books through this.
Yeah,
it's so strange.
Yeah, very strange. It also has a uniquely Kiwi perspective on the pandemic, sort of the general state of the planet
and what it
means for our future. And before you go, oh, I'm so sick of COVID, let me tell you that so am I. And yet I could not put this book down.
Oh, wow.
For so many reasons. So I'll start with the fictional component of the book. It's set a little way off in the future during a pandemic which seems to be some hideous mix of COVID and Ebola.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, delightful. And when it arrives in New Zealand, a group of friends manage to escape to a batch in the country, which feels very much like somewhere on the Banks Peninsula.
Mm.
And there they entertain themselves by playing music, eating delicious food, drinking, generally delighting in carnal pleasures, but most importantly, by telling stories about pivotal moments in their lives over six blissful days. So there's tales of thieves and pirates, deaths and a surprise birth, a freak wave, and many other stories of misadventure, love and loss. And these characters are an absolute joy to spend time with. They're riddled with relatable and compassionately rendered imperfections as stories within stories within stories unfold. There are confessions and reckonings, rekindlings and new beginnings. And there's a fantastic twist, which, of course, I won't say anything further about, but it's brilliant. So, on to the non-fiction component of the book. The novel is sandwiched between these two brackets. It opens with a section called The Frame, where the author observes herself sitting down to write this novel at the beginning of the real COVID pandemic in New Zealand. So, real events.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, she talks about real events. Jacinda gets a mention.
Mm-hmm.
She takes us back to the days of the 1 p.m. briefings and that strange stillness that we sank into.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the novel, there's an author's conclusion, which brings us back to the author in real life, sitting at her desk 18 months later, having just finished writing the novel that we've just read.
Yeah, wow.
And she reflects quite frankly on what the point of it is. Like, why has she spent the pandemic writing about these paper cutouts, these fictional characters? So this unusual structure has been borrowed from Giovanni Boccaccio's 14th century masterpiece, The Decameron. So her title, The Deck, as in the patio, is a clever riff on that original.
Oh, okay.
See what she did there? Yeah.
Right.
So in the original masterpiece, a small group of Florentines gathered at a country house to avoid the bubonic plague and pass the time.
Oh, wow. It's really similar.
Yeah, it's
similar.
Very, very similar.
Wow.
Yeah, and they pass the time telling very bawdy stories. And it also uses the framing device to put their stories in context. Here's a delightful anecdote about the original.
Okay.
I think it was first published in English in the 1920s, maybe.
Yeah,
and
right.
One of the stories was so sexy that the publishers couldn't bring themselves to translate it. Oh, so they just printed it in Italian and let people figure it out for themselves. Anyway, but Farrell pushes the form forward and makes it her own by making it entirely relevant to the world now. So the whole novel is asking what the role of fiction is, what purpose does it serve in a post-pandemic, post-truth, post-capitalist world. So the idyllic batch where these friends are hiding out serve as a metaphor for our pre-pandemic, pre-climate change world. It's an easy hedonistic bubble of indulgence and privilege that we're aware can't last forever. But it poses the fascinating question of what comes next once they've told their stories. There's unpleasant and confronting and difficult reality that we know they have to return to, but we don't really know what it looks like or how they're going to deal with it. It's a fascinating proposition and so very pertinent. Now, many of your listeners will know about Fiona's work and know that this is her thing. So she writes about the here and now and about how we live our lives. After the earthquakes, she wrote a work of nonfiction called The Villa at the Edge of an Empire about how civilizations have rebuilt themselves throughout history. And she then investigates the Christchurch rebuild sort of through that lens. And then she put out a novel dealing with the same themes called The Decline and Fall on Savage Street. So her work explores big social questions and how they play out in the small personal moments of our lives.
Wow.
Did I mention she's also a renowned poet?
I mean, I would expect to,
I know,
frankly.
Just stop, right? Yeah, she really is one of our great thinkers and such an interesting writer in the way she manages to blend all these forms together and create something new. And this book, The Deck, has everything. It's got lyrical language, fresh wit. She's very, very funny. It's got playful sensuality, suspense, great characters, a plot that draws you in. It's got big philosophical questions, and she has this uncanny ability to get right to the nub of things. So, this brilliant new book is much more than a pandemic novel. It tussles with ideas about how to live in a world that's really approaching its final act, and
right,
which sounds
yeah.
grim, but she very critically questions the role that fiction has to play in such a time, if it even has a role.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Yeah. And her conclusions are profound and hopeful and make this a provocative but deeply satisfying read. It's actually a particularly delicious autumn read, I think, as we wind down into a slower, more thoughtful time of year. I highly recommend it. So there you go.
It's funny because when you're describing the scenario in which these characters are living out the pandemic, I was thinking, oh, I wish I had done that.
I know, God, it just sounds like they had it figured out.
Yeah, smart, really. They obviously had practice and got another round.
They had. I mean, you get the sense that COVID was not long ago.
Yeah, right. Okay,
like, so whether this pandemic that they're in is some sort of variant of COVID, it's really not very far into the future.
Oh, interesting.
But as idyllic as it is, you're really aware of the encroaching threat that like all around them. That they
sounds like incredible writing.
Oh, it's really beautiful writing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, did Fiona talk much to the book at the opening?
Well, sadly, I wasn't at the launch because I was full of that revolting cold just talked about. but she is fabulous. She was, I'm told, the night was really wonderful. Everyone had a great time.
I would love to hear her perspective on it.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, she's, well, there's lots of interviews with her online you can find.
Yeah, good.
But
I
she's
will.
A fascinating writer. Yeah.
And I'd never heard of, were you particularly familiar with that book it's originally based on?
It's a book that has been talked about a lot since COVID.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
so
really?
it's a classic that's been referred back to and played with by a few different authors throughout in response to the pandemic.
I can imagine.
So I think the New York Times, in fact, put out a collection of short fiction of writers responding to the early days of the pandemic called The Decameron. Right. So it's around.
Right. Well, yeah. I feel like I need to read that as well. I might have to learn Italian, though, because I want that saucy
I know you want
part.
The sexy one, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Well, Belle, thank you so much for joining me. I guess the last thing is, if people want to grab the book or go check out Scorpio Books, where can they find you guys?
You can find us on 120 Hereford Street in the BNZ building, but also have a look at our website at scorpiobooks.co.nz because you'll find details about events and all sorts of other things that we do. In fact, we have a launch this coming Thursday. Local author Melanie Dixon is launching her young adult novel, The Edge of Light, A New Dawning. It's the first in a dystopian trilogy, and she's one the Word programmers at large. What are they called? Yeah, programmers at large,
right,
I think.
Right, okay. Right.
Yeah, so that'd be an interesting one. So if you're a YA reader or if you have a YA reader in your life, bring them down on Thursday night.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh,
well, it'll be great.
Thank you for everything you do and all the events you guys put on. And, yes, I was going to mention your website. It's actually quite a good website as well.
Well, why, thank you very much. I'll take that.
Hey,
it is much improved now.
Yeah. Websites are hard, man. People
They're really
talk about
hard,
difficult
man.
How difficult
we
they
should
are.
Have a drink and talk about how difficult they are.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for joining me. Have
thank
a
you,
wonderful
Liam.
Day.
And you.